So, welcome to everyone. Sorry to interrupt in your silence. If you can forgive me for this. I am with a book from Kabir. Who lived around 500 years ago near Varanasi. And people will come to him and he will sing, you know, through singing. Speak to them. And probably not singing every day, because like, as far as I know, he was around 40 years, like, you know, giving satsangs, and 700 poems he sang. So that means 2 years, means out of 20 days, one day he was singing, rest days maybe speaking. And somehow his book is called Bijak. Bijak, bij in comes from the root of like seed, you know. Bijak means words. If you allow them in your heart, they have possibility to become like a seed, you know, opens and then plants and flowers and kind of fruits, everything. So somehow, because this is one of that kind of book, that there is a possibility that these words can become a plant, you know, in your heart. And don't worry, you know, this plant will not disturb you, you know. So probably because of this possibility that we might find people having plants, you know, in their heart, like through the seed of Kabir. So this is why, you know, I'm reading, you know, like, it's not only this reason, you know, I really like to read, it's also another reason. I really love him, it's another reason. So many reasons. So one of the reasons is maybe we find some people having plants in their heart walking around here. And this is like, I will really love that, you know, if you have a plant of Kabir in your heart. And another thing is, certainly I will be speaking, but you are free to interrupt me, you know, like anyone, you know, can say, now stop. And this stop can be because you are not understanding, you know, just to clarify it. Because maybe because of my pronunciation, because of my, you know, I'm an Indian, you know. So My English is Indian English. So certainly, like, whenever you feel I should be interrupted, please feel free to interrupt me and, you know, ask as long as you don't feel satisfied, you know, it's no limit. And another thing is, since these words are seeds, so when seeds grow, they could have so many branches, you know, like we never know. So possibly I will try to, you know, to describe branches, but maybe there is one which I am missing. So if you really feel that I am missing something, please, if you can aid that, I think that will be very helpful to the group. So really feeling free and allowing your heart to listen, really not listening from like dictionary way, you know, if you can really let seeds touch your heart. And when seed touch your heart, actually lightening happens. And a way which is understood through light way, kind of like it's a very different way of understanding the life, where actually understanding comes after. You understand first and understanding comes after, actually, like, you know, like your mind is conveyed after, your heart knows first and heart conveys to mind later, sometimes years later. So if you know, like, if that is possible, please make this possibility happen. If anyone has any questions so far, please welcome. That means I'm going to read, and first, this is like Hindi, so certainly, you know, you have to be patient to listen Hindi and without understanding. Later, I will try my best to bring branches, and certainly some of them will be left, so please feel free to aid them. Kabir singing, Sab khalak sayani mai baura, mai bigadyo bigare mati aura, vidya na padhu vaad nahi jano, hari gun kathat sunat baurani baurano, aap in baura रांग कियो बोरा सतगुरु जारी गयो भ्रम मोरा, मैं बिगड़ो अपनी मत खोई मेरे भरम भूलियो मत कोई, सो बौरा जो आप न पछाने आप पछाने तो एके जाने, अबहि न माता सुकबहु न माता कह कबीर रामे रंगी राता। सर्टेनली Kabir is off the track, you know, as we find ourselves, you know, kind of like, if we look our life, it's kind of off the track, you know, like, our parents are not doing this, what we are doing, mostly our friends are not doing, you know, they are happy, going to work, you know, coming back, and kind of living so-called normal life. And Kabir is saying, certainly, you know, I am off the track, you know, I'm not living normal life because, you know, I go to Tiruvannamalai, I travel to India, you know, like, what is there in India, you know, like, except dust? Kind of like, it's word regret. Why I have to do this, you know? Why I cannot be in Germany, you know, like really clean place, everything clean, you know, everything works, and so except the relationships. So saying certainly. Looks like I'm a little bit cuckoo because I'm off the track, you know. And kind of he's blaming his decision-making faculty to be off the track, you know, saying like, certainly my decision-making faculty made such kind of decision that I bought a ticket to India, you know, Tiruvannamalai, like rocky, hilly place, you know. So, and because of this decision, because of something behind him, pushed to decide this, and probably this is why I am off the track. Kabir is saying, this is why I am really not living a normal life, you know, like so-called normal life. And he's saying what he is doing, and probably it's more like us, what we do. Saying Vidyana Padham, you know, I'm not interested in learning more, going to school. He never went to school, but still kind of. And suddenly I really don't know how to argue, he's saying. I really kind of like a like, you know, as far as I see, argument comes as long as we don't see. Like, if I'm able to see, then I will understand, you know, like, from which place you are speaking, and probably there is no place for argument, because certainly you are not going to change. Like, actually, like, when we argue, if we look back, arguments means, you know, I'm not going to change, actually. That is the base of argument, you know. I really speak what I know, but I don't give any space to change me. This is where argument comes. So Kabir is saying, like, I'm out of that, you know. I really, because I can see that if you are not planning to change, why should I argue? So I don't argue, Kabir is saying, you know, I really don't read more. I don't argue anymore. And what is going on with me, you know, Hari Gun Kathat Sunat Baurani. Like, I really, my heart bumps in the retreats, kind of. Not this, probably, in his time, not this kind of retreat, but, you know, something like where people with the hearts meet. Certainly, like, you know, what he's saying, like, Hari Gun Kathat, like, you know, when I speak about the heart, when I hear about the heart, my heart really touches the sky and come back again, earth, somehow, kind of, like, really bumps, you know, maybe even more than bumping, you know, kind of. It really touches the sky and really goes so deep, kind of, like, both things. Heart really can connect us from sky to the, like, very, very deep, you know, like, heart has this. So, Kabir is saying, like, when I hear or talk about heart, and I am in the company of heart people, certainly, saying, I become mad, you know, certainly mad, like, really, no boundaries, you know, like, almost from the sky to the depth, we know, like, this is where I travel, keep on my heart, his heart, and heart of friends, do that. And certainly this is a state of madness, he said, like, probably speaking to some wise people, like so-called wise people, like our families, like, who tells us, why you go to, you know, India, kind of, like, when your parents say, yeah, but what is there in India? And you have almost kind of like, you really want to, not to see towards them, you know, like, you really want to see towards something else, because you have no answer. Generally what they expect, here is nothing. And what is, if you say, they will not understand. So this is why you really kind of like try to avoid this conversation, you know, if possible. Kabir is saying that certainly I am mad, you know, but what to do? I have no way out. Apine baura, Ram kiyo baura. And Kabir is saying, certainly, you know, I am not mad, but this love made me mad, like this. Heart bumping, you know, really made me mad. So, Satgur jari gayo bhram mora. And certainly, reason is my teacher, who really burnt the doubts. You know, there was a time that I was doubting that, you know, maybe my parents' way is good. But somehow this old man came in my life and somehow burnt all my doubts that my life is not good, you know, somehow. Now I really don't doubt that I am not on the right track. So, you know, this love made me mad. But I'm not mad by myself, you know, because of influence of, because of somebody showed me something, and this is why I feel mad, but not mad because of me, you know, mad because of some like deep experiences, and those make me to be how I am, you know. I really, there is no wish to change anything other than deepening that. मैं बिगड़ो अपनो मत खोई मेरे भरम भूलो मत खोई. Certainly, this group of people to whom he is talking, saying, certainly, you know, I am off the track. But please, don't be off the track because of me, you know, otherwise. Like, you will start blaming me. So, please keep on your role as long as, like, something doesn't knock you off from the inside, you know, like, kind of, because Kabir knows that nobody can keep this role for very long time. Someday, something from the inside knock it off and really coalesce everything. So that's why I say, you know, as long as you can keep with it, please keep. Don't change because of me. Only when somebody knocks from inside, you know, somebody who has been locked in, you know, sometimes people lock us inside the room, then we have to knock from inside. So something like that, like I was saying, like when really this inner person, this innocence, this love, wants to knock you off, you know, then there will be no way out. So please wait till your chance comes. So baura jo aap na pachane, aap pachane to ek hai jaate. And certainly when you will be knocked off from the within, like you will start seeing people who are now, who seem now on the track, that they have little bit kind of cuckoo-ness, you know, little bit. They are not wise enough. As we really see to our parents, to our friends, you know, why don't they come to Tiruvannamalai kind of like. There is always a question, why people don't come to Tiruvannamalai. You know, it's so lovely place, dusty but good. So Kabir is saying like, certainly one day you will feel like that, you know, that everyone should come to Tiruvannamalai. Like what is there in the life if life is not sought, you know, if life is not met? What is there in life without meeting life? And Kabir is saying, certainly one day you will meet you. No, but not in park, certainly, like in the park of your heart, probably it will be in shape of pond and no good, really warmth water to swim. So Kabir is saying, certainly the day that will happen to you, you know, the blast will happen and your limit to you will be broken, kind of. Broken in such a form that you cannot find the sand of them, even. Like somehow, blast will be so powerful that the sand of your limit somehow will go beyond the universe. And Kabir is saying, certainly floating in the love, floating in what is, floating in the care, that will advice for that will start coming through your heart to others, that please, please float in the pond of your heart, and it's so good, so warm, like not very warm, you know, like really good warmth. And so caring, so loving, no jealousy, no greed, no holding. So certainly, please, please, you know, if you can experience that. Abhay namata, sukabahu namata, kahe kabir, rame rangi rata. Kabir is saying, actually, when this blast happens and your individuality broken in the form of sand, and sand is not found, you know, somehow, you know, probably. So then he's saying, suddenly like this friendliness takes over like this pond, which he was describing is the pond of friendliness, and Kabir is saying, like, certainly you will find yourself colored with friendliness, and this color is not going to go, you know, it's not going to fade, it will keep on being darker, you know, like without any limit, to be more friendly. I think it's very difficult to know how friendly you can be, you know, it keeps on, every day you find more dark, you know, one day become like me, probably more, you know, darker than this. So Kabir is saying, certainly I have become, you know, so dark in friendliness that Kabir is saying, I have no way out, you know, like no way out to be other than anybody, like other than the friend. And like a rangi rata. Rata means, and I really don't feel bad about it, you know. It's like kind of like generally like when with other things like of the world, when we get more and more, like suddenly the boredom pops up, you know, like suddenly like boredom comes, and Kabir is saying, I don't see any sign of boredom. In being friendly to people, you know, there is no sign of boredom, you know, even that is not there. And certainly being colored darker every day, I really enjoy that. So if anyone feels like adding more branches, please welcome. Or if you have any question, you know, any kind of not understanding, please.
Okay. come, or that he's friendly toward boredom as well?
He's saying, like, you know, there is no sign for boredom, you know, not even sign, you know, not even kind of like, yeah, like, not even very far, you know, not even further than Lucknow, you know, kind of like, as far as he can see, you know, like really, you know, because it's really warm pond, you know, and I think, you know, all of us enjoy swimming in warm pond.
He's indicating that if people haven't yet met themselves, then you should leave them alone. You shouldn't encourage them, or not.
Kind of like, you know, because she's talking to.
The question?
Yeah, like she, her question is that if Kabir is encouraging, that if people are not interested, you know, into meeting themselves, should we encourage them or not? And actually, he's singing to them this poem, to those people.
Oh, okay.
Kind of like, you know, the whole situation is, kind of, you know, it's like in a very different way. Like saying himself that I am mad, you know. And kind of, yeah. So probably, you know, encouraging, but like very different way, you know. Like, so that kind of like a... Generally, people who know, they really speak in such a way that you cannot feel encouragement, you know. It's like, you know, like it's like a kind of sprout. It happens like a sprout, you know. Maybe, like what happens with encouragement? Like many times, good speakers, you know, they really encourage us. Like, I remember one, I think, somebody writing that this person went to church and the speaker was so much encouraging that he felt like, like donating, like the speaker was speaking about donation and encouraged so much that he felt like giving probably $5, those like old days, yeah. So $5 will be enough money. And then somehow when the speech went off and the plate was running around, somehow decreases to $1. Yeah. And then he said that when actual plate came in front of me, I thought of taking $1 from the plate instead of giving. So encouragement is like that. Kind of like it's really pulls us, you know, over and then kind of like we go down. So this, you know, these people, they speak, probably we don't feel any encouragement, but there is like somehow this sprouting happens, you know, somehow they put a seed, you know. They are so clever putting seeds that they don't do encouragement. Yes, please.
If I understood correctly, you read that there is a blast of individuality and then there is a gradual, the friendliness is gradually going darker. So there is a gradual process and there is also a blast.
Yeah, so there is a blast that then our limits are, you know, broken. Mm-hmm. And then we find ourselves in a kind of like pond, in a kind of loving space, we can say. And that keeps on kind of like being darker and darker, because in the beginning, you know, it's a little bit still, because we remember the limitations still. So slowly, slowly, limitations are off and off and off. And this is how the friendliness, you know, the becoming friends with all without any expectation, you know, that becomes darker and darker. So maybe we can have some quiet time.